Fans, we have a special segment coming up brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek and Nation's Giant Hamburgers. This past winter, Bill King, legendary Bay Area broadcaster, received the highest honor given to a baseball broadcaster when he received the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Bill King began his career behind the mic during World War II with the Armed Forces Radio Network, recreating games for the troops. Bill brought games to life with his lively phrases and use of language, perhaps best remembered for the exclamation, "Holy Toledo!" when a particularly wild event happened. Bill began his Bay Area career in 1958, joining Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons on the original Giants broadcast. Over his six-decade career, Bill described the action of the championship seasons of the Warriors, Raiders, and Athletics. Bill King meant the world to me. When I started my show in 1998, he was always there to give me encouragement, but most of all, respect for the work I was doing, interviewing those connected to the game while chronicling the oral history of baseball on a daily basis. Bill's door was always open to me. He was a dear friend, and I miss him every time I walk into the ballpark. His passing in 2005 was one of my saddest days, but what a life he lived. Bill's love of opera and ballet. Bill was an accomplished and wonderful artist, an expert in Russian history, a voracious reader, and an accomplished sailor. Those were just some of his loves away from the park. I'm thrilled to play for you some of my conversations with Bill over the years. Just hearing his voice makes my day. He never wasted a word, and his use of language is unsurpassed. Now here's Bill King talking some baseball with me. Holy Toledo!
You think about what impresses a fan and what players do to appeal to people in and above their performances on the field. And I think about Stan Musial, who, of course, was universally known as an affable, accommodating man, even at the peak of his Hall of Fame greatness. He came up in the fall, in September of 1941, in the Cardinal system. He had started the year in Class C, converted to the outfield after being a Class D pitcher who tore up his shoulder. In 1 year, he went from C to AAA to September and a pennant race with the Cardinals in 41 and hit .426 in 20 games. I was totally enamored of him. I was a kid at the time. In 1942, his rookie year, he hit .315. The Cardinals ultimately upset the world champion Yankees in a five-game World Series. But in August, they were trailing by 10 games, and it looked like they could not overtake the Dodgers. They had to win 106 games to do it, but they did. In a great stretch drive, they won something like 42 out of 49. But they were playing a series in Chicago, and I was at Wrigley Field, and like little kids, I had my autograph book, and I was one of the polite ones. I wasn't one of the pushy ones, because I was from downstate. The Chicago kids, they were kind of lippy. But Musial was in the batting cage, and at Wrigley Field, the dugouts and the retaining wall are not very far from the base paths in first base and third base. Cardinals' dugout was on the first base side, and Musial took his swings in the batting cage and walked slowly up the first baseline and picked up his glove in the coaching box. And I hollered out, "Hey, Stan!" And he looked over, and I held up my autograph book. He was going on to the outfield to shag flies. And he walked right over to me, said, "How you doing? So-and-so, so-and-so." Signed the autograph and went on back to the outfield. Well, I was in seventh heaven, totally enthralled. And the interesting thing about that, of course, is that I went on into broadcasting and through the lower minors and doing sports shows and all. Musial was always a focal point for me. I was driving to Lincoln, Nebraska from Illinois to start a new job the day he hit five home runs in a doubleheader against the Giants. I was listening to Harry Carey. "Holy cow! Another home run for Musial," as he used to always call him. Anyway, when I got to San Francisco, my first significant job was as the number three guy with Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons in the Giants booth at Seal Stadium. And I did odd things. I did some play-by-play when Lon was gone on football assignments and would do his pregame or postgame shows. And the first show that I did, a pregame show when Lon was gone for football in August, the Cardinals were in town. And so what did I do? I went down, I sought out Stan Musial and asked him if he would be my guest. And so, to me, in some certain way, everything had come full circle with Stan Musial.
I love it. Stan Musial. Bill Rigney always told me that Willie Mays was the best player he ever saw. Stan Musial was the best hitter he ever saw.
You know, a lot of people say Williams was a better hitter, and I certainly can't argue with them, except that I do. I'll tell you, Musial was so special. The way he set up at the plate in that very unusual stance, clear to the rear corner, away from the plate and away from the pitcher, and that rhythmic stride out of that coiled-up stance, and he would take outside pitches to the left field corner. He would turn on the inside pitches, as witness his 475 career home runs. He was just poetry in motion with a bat.
Wonderful baseball memory. Bill King, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Marty.